Talking Business on Radio Q.
Joining me now is Andrew Chan-Mugham, who is the General Manager for the Enterprise Business at Vodafone. Hi, Andrew. Thanks for joining us.
I'm delighted to be here, Alan.
Now, what is the enterprise business? This is big companies, is it?
At Vodafone, the enterprise business covers everything from a sole trader, small business owner, all the way up to a large multinational corporation, and we call it the enterprise business unit.
Right. Okay. So, and you're just supplying them with mobile phones. Is that a bit of an oversimplification?
A little bit. I mean, we provide them a range of communication services, primarily mobile communications, as you said, but also mobile broadband and business applications. And later in the year, fixed broadband through the NBN.
So apparently you have had a lot of experience with TMT in Vodafone, and more broadly, that stands for technology, media and something else. What's the other T?
Telecommunications.
Telecommunications,
media,
yes,
and technology, yes. We love the jargons in the industry, don't we?
Yeah, that's right, we do. But so tell us what TMT, what you've been doing with TMT and how that... how that career has worked out.
Yeah, look, on a personal level, I've worked at the incumbent here in Australia as a graduate, and worked everywhere from finance.
You mean Telstra?
The big T, yes. And, worked there from a finance graduate into marketing, also into product management. So I really cut my teeth in the industry there before moving to a subsidiary of News Corp that worked in the pay TV broadcast business that owned Fox Sports and a range of other TV entities over there. So in terms of the telco and media side of things,
you started off with telco, then you went to media?
Yes.
You're now combining the two of them, I guess, in Vodafone. Is that right?
That's correct.
Tell us about how the telecommunications business in Australia is changing with the advent of the NBN. Are you glad you're not at Telstra anymore?
Oh, look,
given
I think
what's going on now.
Oh, I think what's fascinating about the telecommunications industry is it's a little bit of a snapshot for the entire marketplace. I think Barack Obama said it best. You know, if you could be born any time in any generation, you choose to be born now. And technology is definitely evolving, and one of the spheres of that exciting period. In terms of telco in Australia, it's a very, very large industry, and it's almost over $40 billion. And you've got very traditional services from your home phone all the way up to new and exciting things like the Internet of Things. And the NBN is obviously a significant part of that in terms of providing fibre infrastructure to all Australians, no matter where they live. So it's an exciting time, but what it means for organisations is, what does that mean for me in terms of my business, whether you're a telco provider or whether you're any sort of business user across Australia.
And to what extent are you bringing businesses into the Internet of Things? And perhaps you better define the term, but is that kind of something that's providing growth for your business?
Yeah, definitely. I think, if you look at where a lot of the growth in the sector is, cloud-based technologies and IoT are definitely up there in terms of strong double, triple-digit growth. The Internet of Things is an evolution of what was the machine-to-machine type of businesses. So an example of that is in a world where everyone has connectivity and everything around you is connected, the carriage around that connectivity, but also how you use those services is what the Internet of Things is. So as a practical example, Vodafone has a large-scale partnership in the automotive sector. So in Europe, as an example, 60% of cars produced by Audi, BMW, Volkswagen, Tesla, Lamborghini and the like have a Vodafone SIM enabled in it for emergency assist. So if a car breaks down and the driver or the passengers are unable to respond within 60 to 90 seconds, automatically that's flagged to the emergency services that deploy treatment to that particular vehicle and that location automatically. So services like that is where the Internet of Things come in. On the consumer side, it's everything from, your connected pet to your connected child, tracking services to a whole range of services we don't even know about.
I mean, obviously, the Internet of Things, which is, machine-to-machine internet connection, is a much more competitive business in many ways, I imagine it is, than traditional mobile, where you've got sort of four main providers with a few people hanging off that. Is that the case? Is it correct to say that it's more competitive, particularly with for someone like you and Vodafone, where you're particularly known for, you know, just simply personal mobile phones?
Absolutely. I think in any new sector and any new emerging technology, there's a big trend to drive competition, but competition is good, spurs on innovation, and it tends to be more at a global level than it does at a local level. And obviously the business value chain and the ecosystem is quite large, so there's opportunities for everyone across that value chain. But we definitely leverage the international nature of our brand. You know, we have 400 million customers globally and 100 million businesses, and that allows us to do a lot of learning across a number of markets. But in terms of the Internet of Things particularly, we've invested in that capability over the last 5 to 7 years extensively. So Gartner ranks Vodafone as Magic Quadrant top quartile for the Internet of Things capability across a range of the 5 of the 8 major verticals there. But from a competition standpoint, you're absolutely right. I mean, there's a stat that says there'll be 20 billion connected devices by 2020. And emerging markets like China and India and particularly sub-Saharan Africa are seeing a lot of growth in that sector as well.
Did you say Magic Quadrant?
That's it, the Gartner Magic Quadrant.
What is that?
It's an independent research framework that a company called Gartner uses to rank companies on a whole range of different things. And the Magic Quadrant is basically the quadrant you want to be in terms of technology leadership, but also in terms of the scale of the business that you have.
And you're in there?
We are in there, yes.
Good. Can you see a time when this Internet of Machine to Machine or Internet of Things becomes the biggest part of your business?
I definitely think it'll become a significant part of the business. It's very hard to forecast. You know, we're talking about billions and billions of dollars, right, that need to be shifted for it to be the largest part of the business. But yeah. I definitely see it being, in terms of growth, I definitely see it being one of the largest parts of our growth moving forward over the next 10 years.
And what about the way that it's, I mean, Vodafone itself had a bad name in Australia for a while through poor connections, but I think Bill Morrow really turned it around. Now he's running the NBN, but have you found that the sort of customer satisfaction ratings at Vodafone have improved and are staying there now?
Yeah, I think it's definitely fair to say that Vodafone during the turnaround and the crisis period was at a very, very low point. The organisation's been in Australia now for 23 years, believe it or not. And that crisis period back in 2010 was very much of a low point. But having a new CEO like Bill Morrow come in charismatically with the shareholder approval to pump in over $4 billion has had a significant impact, not only in the product that the company provides, but ultimately the culture, the reason for being, you know, how we provide value for customers. And that has kind of translated to our position from a customer satisfaction perspective across our net promoter scores, but also brand consideration.
Were you at the company in 2010?
No, I joined in the middle of 2011 as the head of corporate strategy to help come up with a new plan with the new management team.
Right, so you've just heard about how terrible it was.
Well, I think my first month we lost over 100,000 customers, so I definitely experienced it in terms of how bad it was.
Oh, you definitely did then, yeah. I mean, it does, Andrew, doesn't it? It comes down to the product, doesn't it? Sure, culture's important, but it comes down to whether your phone drops out or not, whether you get the coverage.
Absolutely. I think the product is the output. The input is the organisation, right? It's the people behind it in terms of what are they doing to drive and to create that product? How are they understanding the unique customer need and how they can help and service customers? Ultimately, that's the role for any organisation, right? To create value for customers. And I think if you can sometimes create an amazing product, but if you're not aligned internally and you're not clear on what value you're providing for customers, it can fall over. And there's a litany of examples like that.
And Iñaki Berroeta is going quite well then as CEO?
Yeah, Iñaki's fantastic. He's the as Vittorio Colao, a global CEO, says, he's the guy that's steering the rocket ship to the next phase of growth for the organisation. And it's really
the rocket ship. Is that what we're calling it?
That's what we're calling it, right? You know, we're kind of moving from a corporate turnaround to a corporate growth phase, and it definitely feels like that. It's a very different environment now than back when I started in the middle of 2011.
Well, I think Australian customers appreciate it because you need competition, and Vodafone, as the global provider, is necessary. I mean, it was tragic in many ways that Vodafone fell over so badly in 2010 as the global company in the market, keeping Telstra and Optus on their toes.
Yeah, I think we fundamentally believe that freedom and choice are good for not only customers, but good for business and good for innovation. And I think it's great for the marketplace to see a happy and healthy Vodafone.
Oh, indeed it is. Well, it's great, and it's good to talk to a happy and healthy Andrew. Thanks for joining us, Andrew.
Thanks, Alan, so much. Cheers.
I've been talking to Andrew Chanmugam, who is the General Manager for Enterprise and Business at Vodafone.